out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Y'all, it's Crab Diving Live, lasering at you from Pensacola, Florida, removing all that unwanted lasering. Hair.
I know, I was just thinking, what does that mean?
Brazilianing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. On the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the Kate's drinking water loud fuck out of it. Thanks for joining us this wonderful Thursday, a lovely spring
day. We're laser
day.
Hair removal. Sure. I just can't stop laughing about that for some reason.
Electrolysis. We got a lot piled up on the old crab plate today. Join us in cussing and laughing.
Yes.
And cussing and cussing. More about what the fuck is going on in this country.
We talk like adults. That's all. We talk like adults. That's how adults talk. They quote unquote cuss. They use interesting words.
By some people's viewpoint, yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
By other people's viewpoint.
Grow up.
Profound adolescence.
Grow up.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Wakanda.
Should have worn shorts.
Yeah. It's too hot.
A little warm here in the studio. Put the air conditioning on, though, just in case it sometimes gets a little warm in here with all the equipment and Kate farting and stuff.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us again. Don't forget, if you want to join us as we stream.
Yes. Mike Pence is like, sign me up, baby.
In our lazy river.
I love that.
Grab a floaty and hop in. Go to crab diving on the Twitter.
Yes.
Go to crab diving on the Facebook.
Yes.
And you can join us there. Thanks to those doing everything.
Right. You know, I put this story up about how Mueller has discovered that everyone in the White House is currently in the administration. They have one thing in common. You know what that is? They love golden showers, all of them.
Gross.
I don't know. I don't know that story's dropping. I just thought. Maybe it's out there. Who knows?
Poe's Law these days. Who the fuck knows?
Right. I think Pruitt's into that scene. Don't you think? The EPA, isn't that his name, the EPA guy?
Yeah.
He likes to get peed on big time.
I was just going to say we're going to get into him more, but that's kind of a gross way to put it. Yeah, we'll talk a lot about that guy. You know, I had never really seen any kind of a more than 2 or 3 second blurb of him talking, and he's just such a profound, imperious scumbag, entitled fuckwad.
You know, is there anything? I'm just thinking about Scott Pruitt. DeVos, the fucking Tom Price, all the general fucking shitheads that work for Schittler. These are the worst people. Ben Carson. These are the worst fucking people.
Can I get a hallelujah?
God.
It's just a, hashtag earthquake trending on the Twitter.
Yeah, there's some fucking earthquake in,
Los Angeles.
Yeah. I don't know if it was.
I think it's a wee one.
It's in the valley.
Not that we 5.0.
No, fuck that shit. That's a big earthquake.
Near Channel Islands Beach in Ventura County. So that would definitely have been felt in Los Angeles.
I saw people on my Facebook saying they felt it in the valley, you know.
Yeah, I never had a lived through a big one, but even the small ones were enough that it was like, I'm okay with not having that.
Yes.
I'm okay with the hurricanes because I know they're coming.
Right, right.
I'm not.
These earthquakes?
Right. Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't miss that part of Los Angeles at all.
You know what it's like when people are like, okay, go get your earthquake preparedness kit or whatever the fuck that means. That's the same logic.
It's a gun with one bullet.
Right. Well, it's funny you should say that because it sounds like the same argument when people have it. It's like, you know, get a gun just in case there's a home invasion, because you're not going to know a home invasion's coming, but you've got a gun. You got to find it in that instance. I'm supposed to find my earthquake kit.
Is like, if you're,
where the fuck is it?
That's
dude?
After it's over and you're trying to make sure you're trying to fend off your zombie apocalypse neighbors who are coming for your shit, especially
but the gun,
the brown people coming up from the inner city to steal all of your stuff.
right. I'm just thinking, like, I'm a teacher, I'm teaching class, I've got this gun in my desk, all of a sudden the shit hits the fan, some kid comes in there and I start, you know, I'm ready to get my gun right away. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know the protocol.
Right. I don't know why I'm making an argument against earthquake kits. I don't know. They're
might
good.
Be able
you should
to,
have them.
I'm sure you're able to get them at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you go to Amazon and buy them, you get a little nibble, a little taste. Everything you buy, bookmark that shit. And,
we get paid, baby.
Yeah, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. And same with Audible. Enjoy yourself some books. I'm still enjoying listening to Fire and Fury.
What new shit have you learned?
It's the first few weeks of the administration, and Don thinks he's doing great.
Is he happy at that point, or is he upset?
He's so disconnected, he doesn't care about. They said if he doesn't care about something, he knows nothing about it and doesn't want to know anything about it. And if he, maybe it's like with exercising, he thinks, if I fill my brain up with too many facts, it's gonna overflow.
You know, that's interesting, you know, based on like that thing he did today where he threw the paper away at his speech and said, I don't want to talk about these boring tax cuts. Let's talk about the caravan.
Right.
What a fucking nutball.
What else is going on in the news?
But you know what's crazy? Voyager.
I was leading myself into the headlines, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, were you vamping?
No. I was waiting. Okay. Yeah, well, I was waiting for the headlines to open.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
If you
did
wanna...
you see that Voyager satellite or whatever? It just turned on or some bullshit?
No, they, what happened? This is my wheelhouse. They,
Shit.
They found a way to fire up some auxiliary micro thrusters.
Welcome to Nova.
That were able to aim it back towards the Earth so it could still talk for a little bit. And they think
So
the main thrusters have gone tits up, apparently. And the auxiliary thrusters were being used. And they're really like these, it's like,
what do you mean?
They're like microbursts.
Yeah.
That they just time them enough.
When was Voyager?
To turn it 40
years 40
ago?
Years ago? But they have those fucking micro thrusters?
And still working. That's
amazing.
Why they were amazed that they still worked.
What kind of battery do they have?
And well, that's the thing, is they think they've extended the life of it by 2 to 3 more years.
God.
They had just done something last year that gave it 2 or 3 more years, so now they're at like 4 to 6
How
extra
are they
years.
Doing shit to it from here?
At
to
4 to 6
it.
Years is when they predicted its battery will finally just not be able to handle anymore. It's going to go bye-bye.
But the battery's lasted more than 40 years.
Sure.
Well, okay.
Well, they probably had that much solar 40 years ago.
I don't know. My phone is at 80%. I charged it like 2 hours ago or 2.5 hours ago. It's at 80%.
Right.
So, like, you're telling me that fucking satellite's been up there for 40 fucking years. So why the fuck do I have to recharge my phone every day then? There must be some kind of fucking technology out there that's... Well, the Voyager.
But the battery's probably the size of a Volkswagen. I mean,
but it's 40 years fucking
old.
You
strap that to your back and walk around so you can play words with friends. That's awesome.
Right.
13 billion miles away, by the way.
Wow, that's a long way.
Voyager. Out there.
Shit.
So way cool.
So if the Voyager can get all the way out there, why can't we go to fucking Mars then? What's the big deal?
Well, we can go to Mars.
Right. Well, no, we can't. Not right now. I mean, we don't have the technology, do we?
Sure we do.
To get out there?
Sure.
Then... Why
if we can get to the moon, we can get to Mars.
Why does Elon Musk say it's going to take till 2020? Man,
they got to build shit.
Well, I mean, putting a man in a space or a woman in it.
Well, it's
a shit,
also a little bit different because it's, you know, instead of a few days, you're talking months and months and months of going there, being there, and then coming back.
Do you have to go into hypersleep?
If you're going, no, there's no such thing.
Oh, okay.
That I'm aware of.
Hypersleep.
Except maybe.
What movies do you watch?
A coma.
They always get in the glass fucking tube, go to sleep, wake up. Everything's shitty.
So.
I've never seen one story about going to Mars where getting there wasn't like most of the shitty part of the fucking movie. And then once you get there, it sucks ass every time.
Well, I don't. I would go
to do what? Walk around in
my God!
Can't breathe anything.
So cool!
Did you see that movie?
One of the first people on Mars.
What about that movie with Matt Damon, dude? Oh my God!
You know, whatever.
That sucked. He's sitting there doing math. He's like, if I shit 2 pounds of crap a week, that'll be just enough for me to grow enough potatoes to survive.
Spoiler.
I guess that's a spoiler alert.
He, it works out okay for him, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's, yes, you're right. It's challenging.
I mean, it's not a fun time.
No. Not at all.
Doesn't sound like, but...
I'm living in a shed on Mars.
There's no
encased in my own shit growing the food that I'm going to eat. That sucks.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines this Thursday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 5th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
He's... Headlines.
I love Satan, and I'm gonna suck you dry, and I'm gonna torture you to death.
You nutball, you fucking lunatic.
Oh God, that the other day, that thing we played,
Jesus
though,
Christ.
We're coming here, coming for you.
We're gonna rape the Midwest. Know what he said?
Liberals are gonna want to rape your daughters and kill you and.
I'm raping all of the Midwest, so the Midwest has... How do you rape a fucking part of the country?
A lot of lube.
I guess so.
over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
Oh, wee-wee.
I read the story earlier. The headline is... I don't think we ever really talked about this guy, but I remember seeing him out on social media. There was a Trump mega troll.
Ooh, mega.
By the Twitter handle of Ricky Vaughn, named after...
Yeah, that dude from that fucking movie about race cars or something.
No, Major League. That was Charlie Sheen's.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of...
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby, yeah.
Okay.
This guy was... his account grew so bigly...
Yes.
And he was so successful at trolling. This is actually like a real human, too. It's not even a Russian bot.
He's just a dickhead.
He was named to some news organization's list of the top 10 most influential entities on social media during the fucking election. but nobody could ever figure out who he was. He even had a podcast that he would put out there. Nobody knew who his was or his real
name.
What
was this podcast? Just saying anti-Semitic, racist bullshit?
Well, that's the thing. He's openly anti-Semitic and racist.
I dislike this guy.
There's one thing he shared, which was a cartoon drawing of a like a giant octopus squid monster squeezing the world, I mean, and there's a Star of David above the octopus. So
lovely.
Obviously the evil Jews taking over.
Thanks, Ricky Vaughn.
Something else about Jews and Negroes, like an old cartoon. Just horrible.
God. Ricky Vaughn, you're a fuck.
Well, now that he's been outed.
Yes.
By one of his own, of course. The infighting of the Viper Pit Swamp.
That's hilarious.
He got outed by one of his own.
Yeah. What a bunch of dickheads.
And it turns out he's something like he works in finance. He's like a normal-ish dude, white guy, blonde hair, of course, probably.
Probably a little Nazi-like. You're telling me this guy didn't have anything better to do than sit around and try as hard as he can to get fucking Trump elected.
So Paul Nehlen outed him. Paul Nehlen, who's running for Paul Ryan's spot.
Oh, my God.
And if
Paul
Ryan runs with his dick between his legs.
Right.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
Tucked behind the back like a mussy.
Right. Yes.
Then Paul Nehlen might end up as a Republican candidate in
that
Paul
district.
Paul
Nehlen's like the Nazi, right?
Oh, sure. Kicked off Twitter for anti-Semitic postings.
Why the fuck is this? See, I don't get this Ricky Vaughn guy. He just likes to fucking
Republican
mix it up on Twitter?
I guess, yeah. It just took off.
He's just doing this for the fuck of it. He's like, oh, I'm going to proliferate all this anti-Semitic shit. I'm going to get Trump elected. I'm going to do all I can to make this country fucking suck. Man, what a dick.
So Monday, white nationalist Republican candidate Paul Nehlen, who's running against House Speaker Paul Ryan in Wisconsin. Well, that's not official because Paul Ryan hasn't announced that he's running for re-election
yet. Why all the drama, Paul? Just say if you're going to run, yes or no, you dick.
I don't think he's officially. I think it's no. I think
you think he's not going to do it.
I think if he was going to run, he'd be like, "Of course I'm running."
What a fucking coward! Jeez.
I think he sees the tsunami approaching, and I said it before. He's going to scuttle away, and he's going to be Rick Santorum. He's going to come slithering back in 2020 and be like, "Look at me! I got out of that Trump hellhole."
Yes,
no, I'm the new face of the Republican Party.
Could you imagine? You want to be Rick Santorum? That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, tactics-wise.
Yeah, I get it. This guy's an asshole, man.
It says Nehlen grew upset about criticism directed at him.
Oh, sad Nazi.
From the alt-right. As the alt-right fragments under the weight of infighting, lawsuits, and anti-fascist opposition.
God damn. So let me understand it. These fascists get hate from other fascists.
Oh, they hate each other?
Because they're not fascist enough, or they're this,
or
just
whatever.
Dumb shit.
Sure.
And then also anti-fascists like us, we hate them.
Right. These are the lowest forms of humanity. So, of course,
they're going to
go after each other. There's no honor among thieves.
So Paul Ryan's going to walk away and potentially let a fucking Nazi take his seat because he's a goddamn coward?
Well, then the Iron Stash will win.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrat.
Will the Iron Stash for sure beat this Nazi?
Oh, I would think so.
Oh, my God.
I
would think so. Makes me nervous.
He's pretty popular, and he's scaring them.
All right,
in that district.
I hate to say this, but I also said is Hillary gonna win? Somebody asked me that day in November, and I was like, I would think so. I said I would think so.
Well, that's
terrifying.
That was the safe bet.
This Paul Vaughn or whatever his name is, Ricky Vaughn.
There are two main camps emerging from the alt-right, it appears, according to this article. It says the real world extremists who want to continue holding rallies and mixing it up in the streets.
Yay,
and
great.
And the other side are the other guys refer to the other side as optics cucks.
What does that mean?
Who think the best approach to the mainstream is to keep pushing alt-right ideas through better propaganda.
Or you could just not be a racist fuckface. There's always that option.
Ricky Vaughn is in the latter camp.
No, oh, yeah.
So he's not into the rallies and right. the torch, the tiki torch waving and all that shit.
God, Ricky.
He says we should do just spread the message.
No, that'll help. God. Wait, he wants to compassionately spread hate and white supremacy.
Yeah, well, sure.
Compassionately.
Well, not, I mean, just not violently.
Ricky, that's amazing. Like, you're going to, you want to spread hate non-violently. Okay. You're dumb.
In one posting, he said, I'm dividing the movement between effective people and dumb losers.
No, oh, fuck you. You're a dumb loser.
Somewhere in all this bitch slapping is Paul Nealon tweeted out his real name is Douglas Mackey.
Hey, Douglas.
Multiple people who have spoken to him on the phone or have talked to this Ricky.
Yeah.
Vaughn dude have said, oh, that's totally Ricky. When they've shown pictures of Douglas Mackey. Yeah.
Goddamn, Douglas. What is your fucking problem, dude? You could have done anything. You could have binged watched, I don't know, name a great show. The Wire, Sopranos, anything. But instead, you sat at your computer, you jacked off, and you made these anti-Semitic bullshit.
From New England, went to private schools, worked in finance. One guy that met him previously said he was smart and well-heeled and urbane, cosmopolitan elite. You would never, ever in a million years think that was Ricky Vaughn.
Well, was this guy doing it to be ironic, to show that he could do it? Or do you think he really believes? Who cares?
Yeah, he hasn't
God,
answered
man.
Any of this, I guess.
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole.
28 years old only.
God. You're a fucking loser. You're 28 years old and you're sucking Trump's dick.
From Waterbury, Vermont, a small town, about 5,000 people.
God, Douglas.
His father is a lobbyist who focuses on tax policy affecting wireless communications and the digital economy, whatever the fuck that means.
Okay, that sounds slimy.
He was a former legislative aide to the late Senator Jim Jeffords, a Republican, but a Vermont Republican.
Whatever.
So, you know, take that for what you will. Let's see.
Douglas.
He went to Harwood Union High School, Middlebury College.
Yes.
He was on the track team. This is all the shit they find out about people. He graduated 2011 with an economics degree.
Okay.
Moved to Brooklyn, took a job as an economist at John Dunham & Associates.
You know, this knowing all this shit about Douglas Mackey, Ricky Vaughn, makes this guy a worse human being. He's worse. This guy is educated. He knows better. But yet he still spreads this fucking anti-Semitic bullshit. All this shit that this guy did, nobody's going to give a fuck about. The only thing that matters is he was this gross fucking troll that helped get Trump elected. What a piece of garbage.
They called this firm and they confirmed that he worked there from April 2012 to July 2016.
Oh, okay.
Shortly before the election.
Wow.
When he was terminated for reasons that the firm would not reveal.
You're a gross fucking troll. I don't want you working here anymore.
So maybe they found out.
Yeah, they're like, damn.
It says by the time of the election, he had become a mighty pusher of propaganda, teaming with other far right operatives such as Milo Yiannopoulos.
God damn it.
Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec. Ugh. Listen to that triumvirate of twattage.
What is happening, man? There's so many dickbags.
One tweet in November 21st. He sent it to Hannity and Ben Carson. I don't know
Great.
Why. You should cover Pizzagate, rampant pedophilia ring Podesta is associated with.
Oh, so this guy is part of the reason that dude showed up with a gun at Comet Ping Pong, whatever the fuck, and shot the place up.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. Fuck you, Douglas. Douglas.
His popularity has waned, though.
No. Really? He's not as popular as
Nazi?
He's
been trying to distance himself from white supremacy.
Good luck. Good luck, fuckhead.
One reason that it was easy for some of the neo-Nazis who are now celebrating his doxing. So
no,
they hate each other.
Right.
They hate each other. And now the neo-Nazis are celebrating.
And I don't get it. What neo-Nazis? You should love this Douglas guy. He helped get your orange god man baby fucking elected. Why do they hate the fucking guy?
He's still engaging in trolling, though. He's got a different account on Twitter.
Right.
After his one account was shut down.
Players gotta play, you know?
After the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, he used another one of his Twitter accounts to attack one of the survivors who was advocating for gun control.
Okay.
This tweet has since been deleted. Quote, this is to one of the Parkland kids. You're a crass, craven, disgusting worm, smiling and laughing and taking selfies in the wake of a massacre. Why? Because you've punched your ticket now. You're famous. Just like you always wanted to be. A little theater whore. Dance for the cameras, monkey.
God damn. What the fuck? Jeez. You got a real way with words.
See, it lets these soul-free, and you know, I mean, I speak metaphorically because I'm
right.
Everybody's
soul,
but you know
free.
What I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethics and empathy free.
No empathy.
Socio
yes.
/ psychopaths to have their secret identities. Their superhero online.
Right, right.
Here's some finance fuck. Some polished shoe wingtip asshole.
Right.
A privileged dick wad in finance. Who has a secret identity as a troll hero, slayer of the left.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know.
God, play Warcraft. Stop ruining the world.
This guy is ruining the fucking world, and it's disgusting. He didn't have to. This is a guy that made a choice to say, hey, I know. He knows what white supremacy is. You know, so yeah. What is that? He just hates people?
And blatant anti-Semitic stuff. I mean, a lot of his posts.
Right.
Horrible cartoons of stereotypical Jews with the big noses yeah. grabbing money and stuff like that.
Oh, God. What an asshole. He's emboldening these fuckheads. Why does Twitter fucking allow this guy to post all that anti-Semitic stuff on their motherfucking platform?
No, that's why he finally got kicked off.
A lot, I mean.
But the headline was Trump's most influential white nationalist troll. Is a Middlebury grad who lives in Manhattan.
God. Why did they, I mean.
Twitter troll Ricky Vaughn, by that one measure.
Yes.
Had a bigger influence in the 2016 election than NBC News and the Drudge Report.
Wow. Holy shit. What's his name again? His name is.
His real name? Douglas Mackey.
Let's call him Douglas fucking Mackey.
Douglas, appropriately with two S's.
Douglas.
Douglas.
Douglas Mackey. What a fuck.
Freedom of the press. First Amendment.
Yeah, hey, no. What he's doing, this is First Amendment. You were free to say all that.
Sure, and
we're
now
free. You're going to get the consequences, you fuck.
Exactly.
And my problem still with Twitter, they let this guy up there forever, though.
Well,
why did they let him?
Working on that.
Fucking, God, hey, great job in getting this guy banned from Twitter after he got fucking Hitler elected, you fucks.
And now he's over on Gab, you know, that...
What is that?
Where all the butthurt little piss babies went when they started getting...
Is that our Nazi
when
party?
They started getting knocked off Twitter and Facebook for posting anti-Semitic, racist, xenophobic shit.
And you know, you don't have this shit in Germany, right? You don't have this shit in Germany. Because people get in trouble for doing that. It's like we don't take it seriously over here. Everybody's like, you know, you don't want to be that fucking big brother or whatever.
Well, we have
censoring shit.
First Amendment thing.
Yeah. Say a lot of people killed in that fucking Holocaust.
Over at the Drudge Report, is a story Ryan talked about earlier. Trump tosses script, it says.
Toss. I haven't seen the video, but it's got to be amazing, right?
President, I saw it. It's
blurry.
He ditched his, quote, boring.
What the fuck?
Prepared remarks.
Oh my God, you idiots that voted for him. Oh my God, you must feel so fucking stupid.
And then went right after the Mexicans.
No, absolutely.
Went right after brown people. In a talking about taxes.
Right.
Supposed to be talking about taxes.
You guys, listen to me. You fucking deplorables. You elected a fucking fascist. He's a fascist, you fucking idiots.
He was at some round table, I guess, that was supposed to be about the, I'm just seeing if I can find the actual
boring
audio
speech.
Of it.
Like the flair. It's like, have we ever had a president with such fucking flair? The fascist with the flair of fascist. The fascist of flair.
Tax reform roundtable in West Virginia.
Fuck you.
Donald Trump. Our
and I think with that, I'll start. You know, this was going to be my remarks. It would have taken about 2 minutes, but the hell with it.
The hell with it. Just threw them up in the air.
Oh, my God.
That would have been a little boring. A little boring. Now I'm reading off the first paragraph. I said, this is boring. Come on. We have to.
What are you going to say?
Go ahead.
I'm losing my mind.
They're the talk about taxes. So I don't know how you sexy up taxes. It's going to be boring.
You know how you do it? Because if your audience is the lowest common denominator of motherfucking society, the LCD, the least among us, the least.
Yes.
The least. You fall for cheap shit like a guy tossing his speech up. Oh, I don't want to talk about this speech. What garbage.
That's why we elected him.
It's so trite. It's so hacky.
Right.
It's hacky as fuck.
Yep.
And they love it.
It's like when they build in...
fucking dumb.
When they build in actors breaking the fourth wall into like dinner theater and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, America. You're the shittiest dinner theater on the fucking planet. You're the worst dinner theater audience ever. You're Branson.
So Trump tosses script is the headline at the Drudge Report leads to a Politico.
Yeah, did you hear that audience just clapping for him and all that, the laughter and all that fucking shit? God, what is your problem?
The event he was slated to speak at quickly veered off track as the president just doubled down on his most incendiary and unsubstantiated claims. Oh, a nice way that the Hill or the Politico, is saying he's lying his fucking face off as usual.
It's fiction.
He announced, I think today he said something about the women are getting in this evil caravan that's careening towards the United States.
Yeah.
This Mad Maxian hellscape of brown tsunami.
Right.
Is coming at us and... He's like, the women are being raped like never before.
Did he say that?
Something like that, yeah.
Like never before.
And it's just, it's the opposite. They've caravaned together so the women don't get raped.
It's insane. His strategy has never fucking changed.
It's a lie.
Not once. And you know what? This is the Republican strategy, too. They're just on the DL about it. But Donald Trump, that fascist, his fucking strategy is the brown people are coming. That's it. That's all he says. Yeah. He's just like dog whistling these fucking racists.
Remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened? Everybody said, oh, he was tough. I used the word rape. And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up. Women are raped at levels that nobody has ever seen before.
What does that mean? That no one's seen. Hey, Trump, you haven't even raped at this level? That's terrifying.
A New York Times report published Wednesday found that the caravan, which originated in Central America, has since broken up, largely consisted of women and children fleeing from violence and crime.
Are you fucking kidding me? Did this guy seriously ad-lib a line where he talks about rape?
Yeah.
Donald Trump, our rapist in chief.
No, he proudly reminds everyone that he used the word rape.
God, the
gleefully.
Nerve this guy has. The nerve.
He railed against chain migration.
Oh,
that's his greatest hits.
Great.
Went after Democrats for not addressing border security. He also went back to millions of illegals voted for Hillary.
God,
lie.
This is...
Lie. Find one.
Right.
One.
God, I got to tell you something. This has got the... The story of this election is the media didn't fucking cover this guy right. They did not cover this guy right. This is... I mean, he's just saying lies. We have a president saying lies to people. Outwardly in a speech.
In many places like California, the same person votes many times. You've probably heard that. They always like to say, oh, that's like a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks.
It's a lie.
Millions and millions of people, and it's very hard because the state guards their records. They don't want to see it. Evil Jerry Brown is
are you kidding
hiding
me?
On top of a vault with the secret records proving that millions of illegal Mexicans voted for Hillary.
How the fuck did this guy get elected? How the fuck did we not take him seriously when he started fucking running? He's being a straight up fucking fascist. He's getting all his vile, gross, racist base all riled up, telling the brown people are coming for their women. This is so fucking dangerous and disgusting. And this motherfucker has the nerve. He wants to legislate off this shit. He wants funding for a fucking wall to protect us from the tsunami of brown people.
Right. God. That doesn't exist.
Where's the press?
Because honestly, right now we're at like a net zero.
Right.
People.
Yeah, I know.
Fleeing the country.
Right.
Illegals fleeing the country.
Why do I never fucking hear that
at
the press?
A net zero. He squeals about that on one hand. Oh, the successes we're having. We're deporting brown fuckers left and right, everybody. We're catching people and the illegals are down so much. Yet now he's screaming we need the National Guard because it's just a disaster.
We're getting to a point where it's like, I appreciate that some people feel like, oh, we need to tell both sides of this story. That's fine. Well, how about telling the side where we got a goddamn president lying to us all the fucking time? Why are we not hammered with that every day? I think the media is giving this guy a fucking break, a pass. I mean, you go outside MSNBC. Who the fuck is hammering this guy on his bullshit?
Another headline over here at the Hill. Something the president should actually be concerned about personally for himself.
Yeah.
A British man has been diagnosed with what some are calling the world's worst ever case of gonorrhea.
What?
Super gonorrhea.
What the fuck?
Resistant to all antibiotics normally used to treat the disease.
This is like the worst villain ever. Super gonorrhea. Man. Super gonorrhea.
The report is a confirmation of one of the greatest fears. Untreatable gonorrhea could be on the very near horizon at a time when rates of the infection and STDs overall are at record highs over in Britain. Oh, look at the Brits.
Hello.
Swapping bugs.
Well, listen, it's disgusting outside. The weather's horrible. Everything's expensive in London, you know. Sex is a, you know, affordable thing to do with each other, I guess.
When we see a case like this in the UK, it's not a question of if, but when we'll see it in the US. And once it's here, it could spread quickly.
Yay! Great. How's the CDC? Are they ready for this? Or what are we going to do? Anything?
We are currently on our last line of options to treat gonorrhea, which has been growing more and more antibiotic resistance.
Jesus Christ.
The case in the UK is the first confirmed case of gonorrhea that cannot be cured using the last drug combination that they have to treat it.
Okay, great. Wonderful. We fucked up sex.
They're trying to treat the man with an alternative drug regimen, but there's no guarantee it'll work.
Damn.
Here's a great paragraph. This is The Hill, which is conservative. For decades, the federal investment in STD prevention care and research in the U.S. has been a fraction of what is needed, and cuts to state and local STD program budgets in recent years have led to layoffs and slashed the services they can provide, including the closures of STD clinics, often serving those most vulnerable to the infection.
Like a Planned Parenthood
Remember
or something.
Remember when, I'm going to call him a murderer without being hyperbolic, Mike fucking Cunting Pence refused to sign he closed STD clinics that led to like an AIDS outbreak.
Oh my God.
In Indiana. Remember
that?
No,
I don't remember that. What a piece of shit.
Among needle users.
No, okay.
And it was like he shut down needle sharing program or clean needle programs.
Yes.
And clinics and like led to a little area
yeah.
that there was like an epidemic of AIDS because of him.
And it sounds like, I don't know, this super gonorrhea shit needs some attention. But we got a fucking government yeah. that's just, all these cabinet guys are just looting the treasury, like you said. This fucking Scott Pruitt and all these dick bags.
I'd love to send some money to have you help you with whatever on your dick, but, you know, I need to fly first class.
God, even you scumbags out there in Trump's government, listen to me. We got this super gonorrhea popping off. Let's get
until one of them gets it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God, please. I'm praying to Flying Spaghetti Monster. I feel like Ben Carson owes the country this. He tried to buy that table for $30,000. Let Ben Carson get this super gonorrhea. No,
that's not nice. That's,
well, no, it's
could be fatal,
dude. I mean, it's not nice. I'm praying to nothing.
Well, yeah, but you're still wishing a horrible disease on someone,
right? I thought, I found it funny. Whatever. I mean, you know, and then we'd get it fixed. If Ben Carson had super gonorrhea, he would survive it. People would come out of the woodwork to save his ass. I don't really wish it on him.
Or something would get done if, you know, he ended up biting it because of it.
Yeah. And listen, if you get...
Like, apparently this guy in Britain might...
Right.
...die from gonorrhea because
sucks.
They can't treat it.
Right. We'll pray, guys. Thoughts and prayers for the super gonorrhea.
So that headline also trending over at the Hill.
God, I
wonder why.
That sucks.
Those are your headlines.
Okay.
At the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
Yay!
All kinds of other shit going on. This one is can do nothing but make you yell and scream.
What is this shit?
And once again, point to just the pure evil of the current Republican Party.
Mm, yes.
And how they cheat
right.
and lie and backstab.
Well, their constituents are so fucking dumb. We're all fucked.
They are the super gonorrhea to our country right now.
They really are. Super gonorrhea, baby.
So, you know, the spending bill that
yes.
was passed that Trump, even though I hate it, I don't like this,
boring.
But I'm going to fucking sign it.
Right. Oh, yes. Twist my arm.
A lot of things I don't like in here.
No, I'm a victim. I'm an old straight white male victim.
Benefits for children
shit.
And poor people's stuff.
No money for super gonorrhea, by the way, probably, right?
Not enough money for my wall.
Trump, you can get this super gonorrhea. You're fucking these porn stars with no condoms.
So he was all pissy about it that he had to... remember, he was like, Congress should pass the line item veto. Which has already been declared not constitutional.
Oh, okay. Trump, do you want to do anything that's constitutional?
SCOTUS. By the SCOTUS.
Right. I'm serious. Has he done anything constitutional?
So now, and his base was pissed off because they made compromises with evil Nancy Pelosi. And there were things in there that Democrats like, which means there can't be anything good in there.
No.
So now evil Trump and the scumbag... Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader, are trying to figure out a way. There's like it says an obscure provision of decades old budget law that might let him go in retroactively and trim out some shit he doesn't like. After a bipartisan deal was struck.
After they passed it?
He passed it. He signed it into law. And now they might be able to try to find some obscure thing where they're going to go in and pull out everything the Democrats liked.
God damn. Why do we have a government then? What's the point?
Well, right.
What's the point of having legislators? Trump's just like a little fucking Napoleon or something.
Democrats are saying we will never work with them on anything again for the rest of his administration.
Good.
If they do this.
Goddamn time.
Nothing. Nothing. You will not get one Democrat vote. How can we trust you?
Right. There you go. I mean, this is insane. He wants to go back and change something they voted on?
Right?
What the fuck?
Matthew Dennis, spokesperson for Representative Nita Lowey from New York, the senior Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, said it would completely poison the well to the idea that there can be responsible bipartisan compromise He said the Republicans are trying to renege on elements that were critical to passage of the omnibus.
Okay.
It's a bill that was signed into law with Democratic and Republican votes and with the signature of the president. Apparently, they didn't like the way it played in the media afterwards, so now they're going to try to call for a do-over. That's just not the way it works.
So they're worried about the midterms. They're trying to get, they're worried about elections and shit. Like, fuck these guys. Quit working with these guys.
Trump and McCarthy are reportedly in talks to appease their critics by leaning on part of a 1974 law, the Congressional Budget and Impound Control Act.
Right. Whatever that is.
Which allows the administration to propose a revocation of certain funds. Congress would then have 45 days to either consider the proposed rescissions or ignore them. So the president could say, you know, I changed my mind about some of these funds.
God, so he just wants to renegotiate. So it's basically saying he'll put some horrible shit in there, right?
It's going to be everything the Democrats wanted. I want it out. I want it defunded.
And then what's he going to want the Democrats to do? Renegotiate.
If you don't want me to take this away from you, DACA.
You know what makes me nervous? I feel like the Democrats might do that, honestly. They like working together with other people so fucking bad. God.
It's unclear if the idea is gaining any steam in the GOP conference or if any other Republicans outside of McCarthy, it says, who has increasingly aligned himself with Trump. What a Trump.
Good Lord. This guy just wants to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. He's a dictator.
Democrats are already screaming bloody murder.
Good.
The spokesperson for House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said the Republicans are pursuing a political stunt to appease their base.
Yes.
Just weeks after they touted the bill as an important compromise. If they propose to cut important funding for early childhood education,
yes,
the opioid crisis, infrastructure, public safety, and other domestic priorities, they can expect strong Democratic opposition.
Well, they should expect it anyway. They should expect opposition anyway, I would hope.
Well,
fuck this.
They got shit where they need 60 votes. And they're going to need Democrats. So if they piss the Democrats off on this.
I tell you one fucking thing. There better not be a Democrat voting for any more of this Republican shit. I don't think you vote for anything.
Well, Joe Manchin. But
fuck that.
He's a
God
Democrat light.
Traitor. You fuck.
The House this month is expected to vote on a balanced budget amendment, a constitutional change requiring Congress to eliminate deficit spending altogether. Has no chance of becoming law.
Yeah.
This is another one of those wasted votes. It says it will lend vulnerable Republicans a talking point as they head into a tough election cycle. So they're going to be like, we voted for balanced budget amendment and the libtards voted down.
These guys run on hate. These Republicans hate and fear. They got to appeal to their stupid little idiot constituents. And it's like a government, they are never going to do anything good. All they want to do is they have to cheat to win. They do weird little fucking things. Like, how do we expect the Trump administration to protect us from super gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Or the Republicans? Any of them?
Another representative says, wait, you just voted to add $1.5 trillion at least, maybe two, to the debt with your tax cut bill. And now, sanctimoniously, you come back saying we've got to rein in the debt?
Yeah,
we're all high school graduates here. We can kind of see that for what it is.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to fool the voters at all with that kind of tactic, says Representative Jerry Connolly from Virginia.
What are these Republicans saying about these teacher strikes? Do they give a shit about that? What does Nancy DeVos say about that? Nothing.
Just Betsy.
Betsy. God, we say Nancy.
Nobody is really talking about it. At the state level, you know, you heard what Mary Fallon said, that in Oklahoma, that the teachers are acting like children.
Oh, yeah, that want a car or some bullshit like that, or they want a new car.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, Mary.
So there you go. The Republicans are trying to fuck us and fuck the Democrats after MAGA. They made a deal. This is typical Trump.
Right. He cheats.
Why does anybody ever make a deal with this man?
I don't fucking know.
Or believe him. Or Mitch McConnell.
Or prop him up.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why more people aren't saying our government is just purely dysfunctional right now. There's nothing happening. Right?
Right. Yeah, nothing getting done.
Nothing. Listen, I mean,
fortunately,
what if something horrible happens? What if some fucking war starts? What if some disaster strikes?
Well, we're fucked.
And we're left with the Trump administration to protect our country, to save us. What are all these fucking mouth-breathing MAGA fuck faces? What do these guys have to say for yourselves then?
We're boned.
Fucking, what's that guy, Douglas Mackey? Fuck you, Douglas.
Oh, wow.
What's that?
I wonder if there's tape of this. Lewandowski.
No, dirtbag.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski reportedly shouted and cursed at Democratic lawmakers.
Boop, of course.
During an interview with the House Intelligence Committee earlier this month. Oh, so that was the behind the doors one. CNN reported that Lewandowski's interview with the panel became heated and resulted in the former Trump aide swearing at Democrats on the panel, including California Representative Jackie Speier. Quote, according to four sources,
yeah,
he said, "I'm not answering your fucking question."
Hey, yeah.
They added that the lobbyist repeatedly swore at the lawmakers.
Was he holding a turkey leg?
He did not deny using the language in a subsequent interview with CNN. Quote, "I had to repeat on multiple occasions there was no collusion, cooperation, or coordination because the Democrats couldn't understand my plain English way of speaking."
Oh, God. What a fucking caveman.
I'm not answering your fucking question.
How did Corey Lewandowski get into politics? Trump. What fucking dick? God, Trump is like, what did he just found the biggest shitbags? Put him on the national stage.
That's all
to run our fucking country.
Him. He wasn't supposed to win. It keeps being brought up in the book I'm listening to. Nobody. I mean, now he's in.
But how does he?
But
he
up
find,
until that point, nobody thought he was gonna win.
But here's what doesn't make sense. This is why I it feels like I don't know. Like we're all gonna wake up from this. How did he find every shithead? Name someone. I'm trying not to be funny. I'm serious. Name me three people that work for him that aren't total fucking bags of shit scum, please.
Can't name one. What do you mean three?
I can't name one that work for him, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Priebus, right? I mean, Priebus, I fucking can't stand Priebus, but
he's a dill hole
just
too.
Dick bag GOP lunatic and idiot. What the fuck?
He was
but
right
like he's
there.
Not like Corey Lewandowski, right? He's not grabbing people.
The point I'm at in the book is where it's like the struggle of power between three different factions: Bannon,
yeah,
Priebus, and Jared.
God, scumbags.
And you're gonna hate this, but Jared was actually pushing some liberal stuff that he wanted to get done.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He wanted them to go after human trafficking. He wanted them to go after. I think he wants, like, he's pro-choice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like the Jared thing to me is nuts. That whole story where
I mean, he's corrupt and crooked as fuck.
Hey, I got this building here, Qatar. Could you give me $3 trillion to save it? Okay, you're not. Hey, daddy-in-law, will you call Qatar a sponsor of state state sponsor of terrorism? But we got a base there.
They wouldn't lend me any money.
That's vile as fuck. That's some dirty shit. It's like amazing. How do you even think of that? How did Jared even think of that? How it's like, I'm going to shake down Qatar, and if they don't give me what they want, I'm going to make them I'm going to say they're a terrorist state or something. How does he think of that?
The I'm going to save that one for later because that'll be all we're talking about.
Fuck, what is that?
We'll save that for later.
Kate?
This is Scott Pruitt. We mentioned him a little bit earlier.
What a shithead.
I tweeted out earlier, has N. Henry been fired from Fox News yet for having an actual, being an actual journalist during his interview with Scott Pruitt?
It was nice to hear one of those fucking guys, like, you know, it seems like he really got him, you know?
Oh, he's such a dillweed. And the best part of it is that Pruitt was obviously unprepared. He thought he was really going to get a nice Criscoed hand job.
Ooh, yes.
And he was he's on Fox, of course.
Oh.
But for some reason, Ed Henry went the fuck after him.
Right.
Let me see if I have a little clip of it.
By the way, I just saw a story that just broke. I think it's a big story. Trump saying he slept with her, but he didn't pay her. Stormy Daniels. He's admitting it.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know, but we'll check that out in a second. So a Pruitt, here we go. Here's
Scott Pruitt,
a
baby.
A little sea hare of the interview with Ed Henry.
And now a Fox News exclusive, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt firing back against critics as he fights to carry out President Trump's agenda. Political opponents are...
Some Republicans are now calling on him to be fired. So it's not just the left. And second problem is he's under fire for allegedly wasting all kinds of taxpayer money, too.
Oh, this is
a report that Pruitt
this
went.
This is a report about the report. Oh, okay. Gotta hate that shit. Okay.
It's like the play within the play in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Thanks. That helps me out a lot, you fuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was Fox News talking about their own.
Yes.
I guess their own.
Who'd you play in Midsummer? Bottom? No.
Me?
Yeah, yeah. Were you never in that?
We only did the play within a play at a Madrigal dinner.
Oh, okay. God.
I was Thisbe.
Oh, okay. I've been in that play four fucking times.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Administrator Pruitt, our gas producer.
It's my understanding they don't represent them at this point.
They have.
Yeah, but Steve, but again, Steve has never represented them.
So I asked you before and you didn't answer.
Do you take
responsibility for
I asked you before and you didn't answer. Well, I'm endeavoring to answer.
What
I mean,
fuck.
This is just a taste of how it went. It was a 25-minute interview.
Has business before you.
The firm...
Millions, if not billions.
Steve Hart does not represent ExxonMobil.
Okay, his firm also has, if I hope this pronounces right, Cheniere Energy, gas producer.
It's my understanding they don't represent them at this point.
They have.
Yeah, but Steve, but again, Steve has never represented them.
So I asked you before and you didn't answer. Do you take responsibility for any mistakes you made?
As you look at this situation,
do you take responsibility?
Oh my God.
That's kind of a yes or no answer.
I mean, it's like
I take responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard anyone tap dance harder than Scott Pruitt
now? Gross.
I mean,
yeah.
God.
They don't represent them at this point.
They have.
Yeah, but Steve. But again, Steve has never represented them.
So I asked you before, and you didn't answer. Do you take responsibility for any mistakes you made?
As you look at this situation, Ed, absolutely it's something that it was done the right way. There's a lease in place. It was fair market value, and it's been shown as such.
It's not fair market value because you go to any website that looks at it, it's over $2,000 a month for one bedroom.
Yeah, we paid $1,500 a month.
Right, so that's less than $2,000.
For use of one room when I was there.
That's less than
$2,000. How does that work? What was it per month?
And your daughter lived there for free. He's making it sound like I don't pay when I was there.
How much was the rent? I'm sorry. How much was it for a 2-bedroom?
Okay. $50 a night.
Right.
Only when he was there.
God.
The rest of the space was common area. Ed.
Now,
so that
area
is dramatically different than you pointing in a 2-bedroom or 1-bedroom.
No, 1-bedroom.
Whatever it is, when you point to an apartment on Capitol Hill and use those kinds of numbers, it isn't apples. It's not apples to apples.
Didn't President
You're not being fair with respect to the credit with the comparison.
Didn't President Trump say he's going to drain the swamp?
And let me ask you this: is $1 billion in savings draining the swamp?
Well,
in regulation.
As you look
across the administration, $8 billion in costs and deregulation. Absolutely.
You've saved a lot of money. You also spent a lot of money. You went to Morocco with 7 staffers?
As part of it. Do you know that we had a career EPA
official? I love this guy.
Yeah.
Quit Fox, dude.
So there you go. Ed Henry.
Jeez, he's probably said some horrible shit, but God, good job on this interview. Damn, that's hilarious. I could listen to that all day. You know how nice it is to hear these these fucking evil Trump dicks off balance?
Yeah.
Why aren't they always talked to like this? These guys are all full of shit like Scott
Pruitt. British media, yeah.
God damn. Oh, please. That's what we need. We need a bunch of British journalists to come over here. We need the BBC.
There's another story from the Washington Post that in typical Trumpian fashion, Scott Pruitt was told not to do the interview.
No, oh, okay. And he was told not to do it.
And was like, I got this. I'm going.
Scott, why would you? I don't understand these people. You know, these evil assholes, they got these other evil assholes telling them what to do. But do they think they're like amazing people or something?
Yes.
Does Scott Pruitt think he's exceptional?
Yes.
Dude, you're just a crook.
Master race.
Utilizing your status to be a big fucking crook. You're not exceptional.
According to several senior administration officials, the White House strongly suggested Pruitt not do any interviews Tuesday or Wednesday. Advice which obviously went unheeded. He gave an exclusive interview to Ed Henry at Fox News in which he summarily denied any involvement in the pay raises. This is that other one we talked about, which
right.
is two of his crony buddies.
Oh, like, yeah, all that fucking
I'm
going to
give them a pay raise.
This is a big fucking pay raise,
and
too,
the White
right?
House said no.
No.
And then he found some sneaky little back channel bullshit and somehow managed. And then he was trying to say, I didn't know anything about that. And I've rectified it. Blah, 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 blah.
Nobody knows anything.
And Ed Henry's like, these are two of your friends.
Right.
These are two people you've known forever.
And you
that you work closely with. You didn't know that they got a raise that you were looking for.
You didn't have anything to do with that. God, these guys are so fucking evil and conniving, but then they don't remember anything.
Yeah.
These are all the worst fucking people.
And it could also be the death bell tolling because
yay.
The Post also reports Pruitt has allegedly been involved in other misuses of federal money to financially prop up his personal connections and himself.
Well, I mean, God, big deal. Throw it on the fucking pile.
And what has become a final nail in the coffin of sorts for other staffers, including Shulkin. White House spokesperson Hogan Gidley was vague about the immediate fate of Pruitt as a member of the administration. Quote, I cannot speak to the future of Scott Pruitt.
No, oh, okay. Listen, what did you say? Did you say yesterday you said, why don't they get rid of Scott Pruitt and they'll just put in some other corrupt climate change denier or a less corrupt climate change denier or something like that?
Oh, that was that was on somebody said that on telly. It was,
okay.
That right. What's the difference?
I think it was what's the fucking difference? It's gonna be
I can't remember her name. It was the previous EPA administrator. And they're like, it's not like it's gonna be hard to find a climate change denier. Just put in a less corrupt one.
But it's like the problem is these climate change deniers. Now, I don't mean to marginalize all these idiots, but they're idiots, right? I mean, they're kind of stupid.
Well, evil.
They're either evil or they really believe it.
Right.
Those two things. So how are they going to be good at their job? You know what I mean? How is a climate change denier? Damn, I'm going to beat myself in the face with my keyboard now because there's no way you could. A climate change denier is not going to be good working for the EPA, right?
Well, of course not.
What's happening? What is happening to this country? Oh, my God. We should be more upset. This is bullshit.
Well, why don't you make a cancer denier, the chief of oncology at the hospitals?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, you fucking idiots that voted for this fucking guy. Look what he's doing. You don't give a shit.
And the
super gonorrhea is going to fuck you in the ass.
The eye of Sauron himself.
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert fucking Murdoch. Who
fuck this guy.
I really think we can trace a lot of our problems back to with his propaganda evil network.
Did he start the super gonorrhea?
And then Ron Reagan getting rid of the fairness doctrine was the 1-2 kick to the groin.
Oh, yes.
To fair debate in this country.
Right.
Rupert's gotten personally involved now over at Fox.
Okay.
news,
right?
Air quotes.
Tremendous air quotes, by the way.
Because he is angry that the executives there have not more violently been protecting Laura fucking Ingraham.
Yeah, yeah. Who's gonna stick up for my little fucking Nazi troll horror show? You know what I mean?
He demanded they defend her more forcefully.
That's crazy.
Sources say Murdoch has told people that Fox's current management has been too quick to cave to the network's many critics.
Yes.
One person close to Murdoch said, Rupert's been annoyed by what he perceives as cowardly behavior by his executives. He thinks they're being pussies.
She went after one of these Parkland kids. Stop apologizing. Is that his orders? Stop apologizing.
He was also upset that they retracted that column. Remember when the vice president of something at Fox put out that screed about unhappy about the diversity of the Olympic team?
Oh, fuck yes. I remember that.
Unhappy about the diversity of the Olympic team.
We're living in bizarro world. We're in this. Don't you feel like this country, we're in danger? Like, even the very existence of Schittler is wrong, right? There's no fucking way in this modern world we should have this fucking racist fascist as president. He didn't win the popular vote. Russia colluded in our bullshit. And now we got Trump. But now all this other bad shit is happening all the time. And I feel like it's getting normalized.
So Murdoch's allegedly unhappy about that they pulled that column too.
You know, Rupert Murdoch, I'm confused. I'm actually confused about Fox and Laura Ingraham on this. Like, I'm confused that why wouldn't they be going with Rupert Murdoch's strategy from the beginning?
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
From the beginning, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense if you're Fox News. Why do you want to apologize? Why would you ever?
Yeah.
You're assholes. I don't get that.
You know, Rupert Murdoch just...
It was vile. Hey, quit taking it easy on these kids that survived the mass shooting. Take the gloves off? That's who this guy is.
Good news?
Oh, yes. Okay.
I guess.
Right. Sure.
NBC, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show scored the highest ratings in cable news in March, beating out Fox News's Hannity.
Right. And you know why? Because people know that they probably think she's not lying and Hannity's lying. And they want to know what is actually happening in the fucking, you know, with the Russia shit.
She was tops in the number of viewers ages 25 to 54, the most valued demo.
Ooh, trendy.
MSNBC is the only cable news network to have seen year-over-year growth in ratings.
No shit.
By comparison, both CNN, fake news.
Right.
And Fox News, real fake news.
Oh, yes. Just bullshit.
Saw their ratings decline.
Well, yeah, because these old white fucking dickbag racists, they're dying.
Nevertheless, Fox came in as the top-rated cable news network for the first quarter. But MSNBC's primetime lineup ratings are up 8%.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, Fox's is down 18%.
No, sad.
CNN down 16%. What does that tell you, peeps?
People, I'm telling you, people want to know what's going on in the country, and maybe they like Fox's message. Do you think this thing goes on where it's like people like the tone of Fox?
God, who watches Hannity?
But they watch like Hannity, and they'll watch like Laura Ingraham. But to find out what's going on, maybe they'll watch a Rachel Maddow.
No, you can't watch. You can't. It's like, I don't think you can handle it. Like, but I can't.
We're talking about Alex dumb Jones. People.
I like Alex Jones. I can only handle it for a little while because it just disturbs the core of my cerebellum that there are people out there that believe him.
Yeah.
And I can't listen anymore because I keep thinking this is entertaining, but holy shit, there are actually people who believe this shit, and that's dangerous as fuck.
I picture people listening to his show, and when all those horrible ads for all the bullshit, like, was he all those supplements?
Horny goat weed, colloidal silver.
I just picture them hearing about this and logging onto his website and just filling up their shopping cart with this bullshit. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be like Alex.
Could you imagine Alex Jones, this nutball who we don't know what he's on. He seems
enhanced.
He seems crazy.
Chemically
right?
enhanced.
I mean,
he's bad shit.
Do you want to buy a supplement that he's peddling?
Or he's an amazing performer.
Right. I mean, God, he'd have to be. We're talking about Meryl Streep meets, like, you know, Sigourney Weaver. I don't know.
Yeah, that clip, though, about that they're coming to kill us and rape your children.
That's
and they're
evil.
Coming for the Midwest. Remember, he turned that off in a half second when he had to go sell horny goat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Having said that.
He's a sociopathic showman.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
So fuck Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck you. And fuck that. What's that guy's name again? I don't want to forget his name.
Very big.
Ricky Vaughn. What's Ricky Vaughn's name?
Douglas Mackey.
Douglas Mackey. Fuck you.
There's also a lot of squealing going on the right about this columnist.
Yes.
That was at the Atlantic for about 10 minutes. A right winger was hired by the Atlantic, and it was getting a lot of backlash because they just started going back and sending the Atlantic shit he said,
shit
he tweeted, shit that he wrote.
And they're legitimizing this guy.
And the right wing was screaming, oh, look how the left wants to censor the right.
Well, I mean,
his name's Kevin Williamson. Finally, they went too far. Media Matters, our friends over at Media Matters.
Awesome.
Dug up a podcast from 2014.
Oh, shit.
In which conservative writer Kevin Williamson doubled down on tweets he had sent, calling on women to be executed by hanging for obtaining abortions.
Oh, my God. He said that on a fucking podcast.
He had tweeted it, and then when asked about it on the podcast, he totally doubled down.
Oh, my God.
So finally from the Atlantic finally had enough.
I mean,
And the Atlantic said, the language he used in this podcast and in my conversations with him in recent days made it clear that the original tweet did, in fact, represent his carefully considered views.
Shit.
His carefully considered views are that women should be executed by hanging.
Hey,
Having an abortion.
This is what we were talking about earlier. This fucking Atlantic Monthly, they're acting like, oh, we didn't know who this guy was. Bullshit.
Right.
That's bullshit. How did they not know? And they're going to put this guy on, and they didn't do shit until there was a backlash. Otherwise, if nobody would have said anything, this fucking conservative dickbag would be, putting out all kinds of right-wing propaganda.
Right.
Purporting it to be like one of the equal sides of some fucking argument. Steeped in racism and all kinds of bullshit. Why would the Atlantic do that?
Both sides.
Who
the fuck knows? Who owns the Atlantic?
I don't know.
And who owns the company that owns the Atlantic? That's one of our main problems. Big, every fucking thing needs to be broke the fuck up.
There's two sides. I don't know. Like, I don't know about the two sides of this thing, this Trump thing. I know there's the side where we have like a racist Nazi fuck, emboldening lunatics to do hate crimes as our president. I don't know what other side you're supposed to tell in this story right now. I don't get it.
There's
no other side.
Right. And LGBTQ people being treated as equal citizens doesn't have another side.
Yeah. And when
sides. The black people not getting shot summarily by police. There's no other side to that.
Bernie bros. You fucking Bernie bros. You better vote correctly next time, you idiots. Disgusted with you after hearing that study yesterday. Oh, my God.
Breaking news that Ryan was talking about has popped
up
here.
Just
over to the New York Times.
Oh, is that for real?
President Trump denied today.
Yes.
Knowing of a $130,000 payment his lawyer made to a pornographic film actress.
So his lawyer just did that out of the goodness of his fucking heart? Just gave $130,000?
He was on Air Force One, made the first public remarks about the matter.
Right.
Asked by a reporter whether he knew about the payments to the actress Stephanie Clifford, known in her films as Stormy Daniels.
Bam!
He said no. Asked why Michael Cohen had made the payment, Mr. Trump said, "You'll have to ask Michael." asked if he knew where the money came from, the president said, "No,
no, I don't know. It's $130,000. The guy, out of the goodness of his fucking heart, this guy paid somebody off for me, and then didn't like say, "Hey, Trump, just to let you know, I gave you $130,000 to help you out." He didn't even mention it. I mean, that's...
Well, there's no way.
Yeah,
that there's no way a lawyer would do all that just for laughs without telling his client. And writing a check for $130,000 all by his lonesome.
Come on, who would do that, Donald? You wouldn't do that. Donald, you wouldn't do that for your fucking kids.
No.
Please, get the fuck out of here. You're supposed to believe that
so
shit.
So, I don't know. He did not admit having sex with her. He just said he doesn't...
Oh yeah,
he didn't know about the payment, nor did he know about the, nor did he knows why Cohen paid her.
Wow, damn.
There you go. That's a big old lie.
God,
another big giant lie.
That's such bullshit. Right? I mean, I'm supposed to believe. Think about it. It's $130,000.
Yeah, a weird number.
Yeah, how do you come up with that? How do you come up with a number that Stormy Daniels gets to be quiet in November, right before the election?
Why not 150? Why not 120? You know, why not a rounder number? Where does 130 come from?
Were there an insane amount of negotiations?
We don't know.
With Stormy Daniels, they offered her a number. She's like, "No, I want $200,000.
We're waiting
grand,
for
they,
Stormy
you know.
To win her freedom so that she can talk about all the specifics.
Oh, wow. You're not going to admit that you do it. Hey, Donald, I just want to let you know I'm paying Stormy Daniels $130,000 today. I just want to let you know I got this. It's no big deal. Don't mention it. Pretend like it never happened.
Meanwhile, as Trump proudly proclaims and licks the cracks of the Rasmussen report,
ooh, yes.
The Rasmussen poll.
Yummy, yummy.
Another poll.
Poll.
Which is a... it's called Morning Consult. It's a 50-state approval tracker. It goes state by state
okay.
and aggregates them.
Right.
Now shows that Trump's approval is at a record low.
A record low for Trump or just a record low in general?
A record low for him, yeah.
Okay. Damn, sorry, Schittler.
54% disapproval, 41% approval.
Whoa.
On
God.
This one.
Turn down the Prozac.
Down 1% and up 1% on okay. respectively. Down
right.
1% approval, up 1% disapproval. his approval ratings, this is where it gets interesting. His approval ratings also dropped month to month in a number of states that supported him in the 2016 race.
Oh, God damn it. What's happening?
Including a 9% drop in Iowa.
Wow.
And a 6-point drop in Idaho and Tennessee.
So I don't understand. So is that his Trumpalo base being like, "Hey, man, Hillary's not in jail. Fuck you." And, "Hey, man, where's that motherfucking wall?"
Sure, maybe some of them.
Are they? So that would mean they're learning. Do you know what I mean? They're gathering data, they're processing it, and then they're making a decision. I didn't think that was possible with these deplorables.
Well, I mean, they're...
It's confusing.
The mouthpieces that scream to them are...
Oh, okay.
...telling them to be outraged.
Boo.
Ann Coulter's saying she's done with him.
Ah, damn, Ann.
Because he wants, you know, DACA. He wants to help people yeah, who were right. brought here as children
right.
to stay.
That's the thing. It's sad. It's sad. You finally get a fascist in office... A fucking racist, a documented racist in office, but it's just not good enough. It's not good enough for these right wing nut job dick bags. Do you know what I mean?
She said something I was going to say particularly heinous, but I mean, it's Ann Coulter. You can't. She's a provocateur. It's all she is. She tweeted
provocateur.
On April 4th, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen announced the Trump administration will be sending National Guard to the southwest border after days of angry tweets from Trump about open borders, drugs, crime.
So what are they supposed to do? Take out this caravan, the National Guard, or what?
Well, that was Ann Coulter's point. Are they going to shoot the illegals? She tweeted. Just standing there doesn't do a thing. We need to do what Israel does. Immediate detention and removal.
Great.
I disagree with the headline. The headline says Ann Coulter wants the U.S. military to kill immigrants. I don't think that's what she's saying. She's saying, why are you sending a National Guard there?
Right.
What are they going to do? Shoot them?
She wants them to detain people.
Immediate detention and removal. Grab them, throw them back across the border.
She doesn't want them to go into the system that we have now. She wants the military to circumvent
Correct.
That. Okay.
Correct.
Wow.
And another thing, you know, this caravan.
Yes.
This evil caravan.
Yeah.
Is people, many of whom are staying in Mexico.
Right.
They're immigrating to Mexico and they're going to apply for asylum in Mexico. Some are going to come to the States and apply for political asylum. Legally,
yes.
Legal immigration. They are going to walk up to the border, offer themselves to border security officials and say, we are seeking asylum in your country, which is legal. Sorry, snowflakes. But that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how my grandmother got here in 1430.
Well, but these dickbags never do anything like that. They never play by the rules. They don't expect anybody to. You know what I mean? They don't know. They're going to, you know, they just don't have that concept. They think everybody is as evil as they are. These are people looking for protection, right? Asylum.
Right.
They're fleeing somewhere. That sucks.
Right. And they're applying legally.
Right.
That's the legal process by definition. And they're not criminals.
Right.
He's like, crime, all caps. That caravan's coming. Crime.
And they're in a caravan because they need to be together so that there's more people in the journey and they're less likely to be robbed or shit like that.
Yeah, and the children raped and sold and shit. Yeah. Yep.
So unfair. God, Schittler. God, this is that's particularly evil, you know, him characterizing the caravan like that. That's crazy.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
And Fox laid out that morsel for him during Fox and Friends one morning.
Right.
Oh, we're really going to fire him up this morning. Good morning, Mr. President.
God.
It's Steve here.
What a nightmare.
Got a horrible story of hundreds of brown people hurtling toward our southern border.
We have a leader that starts his day. He gets up insanely early. He just Mad Lib tweets racist shit all day, threatening to start nuclear wars with whoever the fuck. And then once he's done with that shit, he turns on Fox and Friends and whatever they're fucking talking about. That's his agenda for the fucking day.
Right.
What a nightmare. What fucking stupid. Did Obama work like that? Is that how him and Michelle did it?
Trump could have just helped Stormy Daniels with her case.
Yes.
Because if he says he knew nothing about the $130,000, then who is she entering into an NDA agreement with? Who's David Dennison?
Right. It doesn't make, guys. It doesn't make
so
he any
may
fucking
have just,
sense.
He may have just made her case for her that the NDA is invalid.
By what he said today.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. So he didn't know anything about the payment.
How could he enter into an illegal agreement as David Dennison?
He didn't know about it.
Without knowing about it.
How is it? That's a good. God, it's so weird.
So that means Cohen forged his signature? Well, he didn't sign. That means Cohen did this without his knowledge? That means Cohen should be disbarred and brought up with charges.
Oh, because he entered into an agreement with someone on behalf of a client, but then didn't get
permission.
They
didn't know fuck all about it. They didn't authorize it.
What a great. Oh, good job. Nice work on this one. This Stormy Daniels shit. They don't even handle any of these fucking scandals particularly well. They don't do anything good.
Like John Oliver said early on, it's stupid Watergate.
Yeah. I mean, the Stormy Daniels thing. I don't know anything about $130,000.
Amazing. Great job, Republicans.
Yay!
You got your...
look at the face of your party.
You got your SCOTUS pick. Great job.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. That was stolen.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Right. We didn't even elect this fucking president. Hillary Clinton won the fucking popular vote in this Cambridge Analytica bullshit. Oh, my God.
There's a report out that Trump is still trying to protect Pruitt because he wants to get rid of Sessions and put Pruitt in that job.
Jesus Christ. How the fuck? There's no way that would happen.
There's no way he'll get through the Senate. There's no way Scott Pruitt will be confirmed by the Senate.
I just don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I'm all for this. I want to see this because I want to see the, I want to see it. Don't you want to see a confirmation hearing with Scott Pruitt?
Kamala Harris grilling Scott Pruitt?
Hey, I'd be like, Scott, didn't like 2 weeks ago you lived in a goddamn condo in D.C. for nothing paid for by a fucking lobbyist? What about that? It just happened.
CNN, fake news, is reporting White House sources are telling them that Trump continues to defend Pruitt because he's a potential backup attorney general.
That's crazy.
Quote, he's 100% still trying to protect Pruitt because Pruitt is his fill-in for Sessions.
How do you say with a straight face, Scott Pruitt is fit to be attorney general, man? That's craziness.
This is scary also. Trump has been known to float several people a day for multiple positions in his administration that are already occupied. So he's half the day he's speculating who's going to replace somebody that already has a job.
You know what he's like? He treats us like a guy that's way in love with his fantasy baseball team. And all he does is fantasize. He's like, okay, if I move the shortstop to second base and this here, you know what I mean? That's what he's treating us like.
It's punitive, too. I think it's...
Oh, yeah? Is that a spite?
Yeah, I think... Who can
Scott Pruitt never betrayed Schittler.
Because you're not... Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, he hasn't. That's the thing. That's the only reason he's still around, is he's still fervently licking Trump's starfish.
God.
And doing everything he wants. Killing the environment the way he wants. Handing coal and the Koch brothers and Exxon.
Can't Congress call Scott Pruitt in and ask him what the fuck he's doing at the EPA? Can't they interview him?
Yeah, I think that's probably in the works.
I think we should check up on this guy and see what the fuck he's up to. Ben Carson didn't know anything about his fucking job.
They say this proposition reveals just how frustrated Trump remains with Sessions. Because of his decision to recuse himself.
Still with that.
From overseeing the Russia investigation more than a year ago.
Donald, I think between you and me, you got to get over this. You know what I mean?
And it signals that he's remained confident in Pruitt despite a dizzying number of ethics issues. Of course he does. Because Donald, the word ethics is like, I don't know what you're talking about. What is this?
Can you imagine?
What is this ethics you're speaking of?
Goddamn Jeff Sessions is the attorney general, and we have a president. It's like, you know what? My attorney general's not evil enough. How could I kick it up a notch? It's Jeff Sessions!
And then it says the most recent is... Pruitt circumvented the White House to give large raises to two EPA aides that he knew from back in Oklahoma.
Fuck yeah, baby.
The next day, Fox News interviewer Ed Henry grilled him about the raises.
Jeez.
And Pruitt claimed, I just learned about them.
Oh, yes. Everybody just learned about everything and nobody knows fucking shit. So that he knows how to find a hotel room and whatever the fuck he stayed in D.C. Imagine what went on in that common area he was talking about.
Right.
What do you think? Wasn't that what I read that apartment that Pruitt was staying in was like a party place, right? Like a bunch of lobbyists hung out there, right?
I don't know. I swear to God, I thought I saw that. I know it's owned by a lobbyist.
Do you think him and Mike Pence hang out there and they... I don't know. No. What do you think? They blow each other in the common area?
I think Pence.
Jack off in front of me.
I think Pence goes to the truck stops.
Oh, yeah. Pence is like, watch me fuck this pillow.
Wearing a fake beard.
Oh, yes. Where's my chaps?
I don't know if I can hear. Oh, I can't. There's the audio of Trump saying that he doesn't know anything about the payments.
Oh, okay.
To Stormy Daniels.
I don't know.
I don't think about that.
I don't know anything about that.
Right. Trump's America?
Okay.
We can almost save this for tomorrow, too, Faithless Friday. Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7, live on the Eastern Type Coast, 4 to 6 Central,
yes.
3 to 5 Mountain Time.
That's right, Pat.
If you're in Bora Bora, I don't fucking know.
What's the military time, in case anybody's listening that's serving overseas?
In Central Time, it's 17:30 here.
Bam!
This is a, let's call him a Republican.
Boo.
I know you'd be shocked by that when you hear what he said.
Right.
There'd be no, this is the thing. You could pick, we don't even have to, all we have to do is say what these assholes say and you could be Republican.
Well, when you bring something up, you're saying this is a Republican thing. So in my mind right now, I'm saying, is this racism? Is this like some rapey bullshit?
Wait a second. Your first guess is racist.
No. Is this like kid diddling or something like that? Is he fucking an underage intern? Are they checking for dicks in a bathroom somewhere? Oh, my God.
But
is this abortion?
Ding, 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 ding. Wait, no, I don't have a ding, ding, ding.
Oh, okay. This is, okay. So now we're dealing with some guy. I got to govern the puss. Okay.
Lieutenant Governor of Idaho.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah.
Candidate. He's not the lieutenant governor. Yet. He's running as a Republican, right. Of course.
Yes, hopeful.
Bob Nonini.
Bob Nonini.
Nonini.
Nonini. Bob Nonini.
Nonini.
Right.
N-O-N-I-N-I.
Bob. Bob Nonini. Stay out of the vagina, dude.
Made a comment during a candidates forum.
Yes.
In Moscow, I'm assuming Moscow.
Moscow, Idaho?
Idaho.
Holy shit.
Gotta be a Moscow.
What do you think that's like? Oh my God.
Fucking Moscow, Idaho.
You know, they got the best meth down at the bowling alley.
City in northern Idaho,
yes.
Along the state border with Washington, population 23,000. That's tiny.
That's tiny, dude. Dude, Matt, where is this? Idaho in the middle of nowhere on the border? God.
Pressed by moderators, he said, candidate Bob Nonini says,
Nonini,
women who get an abortion should be punished.
Oh, yes.
If it's criminalized in Idaho, and added that that punishment should be the death penalty. Oh,
shut the fuck up. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
Pressed by moderators on the nature of the punishment, he added when asked if he supported the death penalty as a possible punishment for abortion.
This guy, this Nonini, let me understand this, is calling for the death of women that choose to terminate their pregnancy. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. The other two Republicans at the forum, GOP businesswoman Janet
McGeechan
and former Idaho Republican Party chairman Steve Yates agreed with Nonini that abortion is murder, but stopped short of supporting charging women with first degree murder if they've had it.
Okay, so you're saying these people are fucking idiots. How the fuck is this guy? He's on the Republican ticket running for lieutenant governor in Idaho?
Yes. Well, you know,
wow.
He's primary, so he's going up against some other.
I know, as progressives, I'm hearing this garbage that we have to remind people that there are issues you're running on and want to do all this other kind of bullshit. Fuck that. Fuck that. These Republicans are Krakens. This guy wants to put women to death for getting abortions. We have to do whatever we have to do to not get these guys fucking elected. These guys are nuts.
It's like that Kevin Williamson guy that writer over at the Atlantic, same shit. Women should be hanged, he said.
You know, it's like, if you run against a Republican in these debates, how are you not like, hey, explain your party's fucking heinous anti-women platforms. Explain how you're not calling for the impeachment of a fucking guy that obviously has ties to Russia, that's corrupt as fuck, that lies to us over and over again. How are you not calling for this guy's impeachment? That's the issues we're running on, right? I mean, we're living in a bizarro world. The death penalty.
Another headline over at Media Matters. I know you'll be shocked to learn this.
Nonini.
But, certain shows over on Fox seem to be ignoring that awesome interview with Scott Pruitt from their own network.
Okay. It's on your own network.
From a bombshell, great get of an interview that this guy never does
They're
interviews.
They're burying it.
Embroiled in controversy right now.
Oh, wee-wee.
And certain shows, I'm willing, without even reading,
Hannity,
to bet I know which ones are ignoring it.
Because that, you know, the great thing about that Scott Pruitt interview, because
the network's two highest rated programs, Hannity and Tucker Carlson. We got a Tucker Carlson clip coming up.
How the fuck do you guys listen to Tucker?
Completely ignored the Pruitt interview.
That's a great interview. They're allergic to integrity. Why? That's an amazing interview.
With the hosts instead devoting their programs to the usual stuff, ball licking of Donald Trump.
Hillary, right?
Attacks on big tech, Hillary Clinton.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And the fake news media.
You got this guy, Scott Pruitt. He's on his heels. He's off balance. He's like, well, I. I mean, this guy did a good job, and they're burying this?
Over at MSNBC, Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow extensively discussed the story, with each show airing substantial portions of their competitor's interview.
Yes, it's so good.
That his own colleagues had not mentioned.
Fox News, what, you know, you must feel weird because all of a sudden you happened into news. That's got to be strange for them. This is bullshit all fucking day, and all of a sudden, bam. We said something that was real. They broke out in hives.
Ingram did talk about it. Brian Kilmeade.
Ingram the Nazi.
She's not on, but whoever's hosting for her.
Right.
Guest host, Brian Kilmeade.
For Laura Ingram, he's filling in for the Nazi.
But here at Media Matters, Kilmeade's handling of the story nonetheless demonstrates the way the network's right-wing hosts twist coverage to benefit conservatives.
Tweet.
He introduced the story by claiming that the EPA director is fighting back big time after becoming, quote, the latest Trump administration member targeted by the left and the mainstream media.
Right. Well, they are. They are targeted because they're crooks. They're criminals. They're grifters. They're just looting the treasury.
Brian Kilmeade disparaged the bizarre criticism of him. He's racking up ethics violations.
The bizarre criticism of Pruitt?
Yeah.
How's it bizarre? What Pruitt is doing is fucking bizarre. You know? That's bizarre.
Today on Fox and Friends, Trump's favorite morning cable news show, Pruitt coverage was limited to a single 46-second news bite featuring a portion of the interview.
It sounded like this. He was like, I.
The program often relegates damaging stories about the Trump administration to short news brief segments.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to keep this as short as possible. Why even do the stories? Why do they even do it?
And imagine 1/10 of the Pruitt stories having happened to someone in the Obama administration.
Dude, I mean, I don't know. Michelle Obama showed up one day in a sleeveless dress. Twitter caught on fire. The thing is, dude, you can't imagine that. You can't. What's a similar? Think about the most mundane thing that's happened in the Trump administration. How would that compare to anything that went on?
Yeah,
Obama. I can't think of anything, and I'm not trying to be a fucking little liberal ninny.
The Stormy Daniels stuff, I guess, would be.
The Secret Service is the only shit I can think of with Obama that went on, like, during the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, how the Secret Service, they were all banging hookers and shit when they were in South America
with
the president.
Right.
Okay, that's a story, right? That's bad.
Well, drone strikes, you know.
Oh, well, of course.
I mean, we have certain issues with Obama, but shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, I apologize to your ear holes.
Boo!
Fucker Carlson, the aforementioned king of white bro butthurt, really.
Yes.
One of those.
Oh my gosh.
These, middle-aged, angry white guys is upset that brown people may actually take over.
Oh, God, Tucker, you're everything about you just makes me want to fucking vomit. I mean, no offense. It's just your...
Listen to this bullshit. This is him talking about...
He's like one of the worst, dude.
This is him talking about... What's her name? Nina Agnan or something like that. The shooter, the YouTube shooter.
You think, you look at Tucker and you're like, that guy has a case of fuckface-itis. Like, he's a fuckface.
Loathsome,
look at him. It's just like, fuckface.
Here he is. Listen, this is just the bullshit. This is the number two rated show, apparently, over at Fox News.
How are people...
Well, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. A shooting yesterday at YouTube's headquarters in California wounded three people, but left only the shooter dead.
Meanwhile, the screen behind him says, the left's double standard.
Oh, my God.
The killer was an Iranian refugee named Nassim Aghdam. Apparently, Aghdam believed that YouTube's content policies had somehow sabotaged her efforts to become a digital video star. In rage, she drove to the company's headquarters and opened fire. That's what we know. Now, let's pause for a moment and pretend this is not the 8 p.m. show on Fox News. Let's pretend it's somewhere else on the dial, maybe CNN or MSNBC or actually any other cable channel.
Where you're going to get all the lies because you're only getting truth here from me.
Oh, God, it's just like even his voice. There's something about, God, I don't know what it is. Tucker Carlson, really. It's like he's a frat guy. He's like the bad guy in every 1980s movie.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He just grew up and got a horrible show on Fox. You're gross. You're like Cobra Kai. He's Cobra Kai from fucking Karate Kid. You remember?
Or else on the dial, maybe CNN or MSNBC or actually any other cable channel or newspaper in America. If that were true, by definition, we'd have to draw hard and fast conclusions from this tragedy using the limited fact set available.
So he's accusing the evil left-wing media of jumping to conclusions about a shooter.
Come on! That's insane!
How? When they found out her name was... whatever the fuck her name is, they were beside themselves. It's a jihadi!
Oh my God!
That idiot Laura Loomer, who we've played before and talked about... who pretends she's a journalist and just runs around harassing Muslims.
Right.
She was tweeting, jihadi, it's a jihadi. They're covering it up. They're deleting her YouTube because it's a jihadi and the left's trying to cover it up.
The hypocrisy is insane.
Who jumped to conclusions?
You guys always jump to conclusions.
He's accusing everyone, but Fox News
and the
sober conservatives, Ryan, of they jumping always, to conclusions.
Right. They always jump to conclusions unless it's a group of white supremacists marching with torches, screaming Nazi slogans. They don't want to call those guys racist.
I don't really know much at this stage, but sweeping dumb generalizations are what the media do. So we would do that. And of course, we'd need a very specific script in order.
Have you been over to Daily Caller, your own fucking website, you cunt?
Yeah,
it's laughable. It's InfoWars light.
It's a joke. Come on, Tucker, just stop it.
Those generalizations. So what do we conclude from what happened yesterday? Well, first off, the shooter was a woman. She was female. So clearly America has a problem with toxic femininity. And we need to address that crisis right away, starting with more university panels shaming an entire gender. Somebody alert the HR department to this.
Oh, ooh.
Somebody alerted the HR department to this.
He doesn't even do sarcasm well.
No, he doesn't. It's like he's been on TV forever, too. Why isn't he better? Tucker, why aren't you better?
He used to be on MSNBC. He used to. Didn't he do a show with Rachel at one point?
With Rachel
Maddow.
No, are you shitting me? For real? I don't remember that.
But they were on together at times because I thought he was on NBC. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, know there's...
Because that's back in the bow tie days, right?
Yeah.
It does seem like he's been around forever. I can't remember a time without this guy. You'd think he'd be better at reading a fucking teleprompter. You suck, dude. It's some feeling every once in a while. I don't know.
This says Tucker Carlson gave Rachel Maddow her first break.
What?
Um, Carlson, during his stint at MSNBC, it was Carlson who gave one of cable news's biggest names her first real break. He introduced the world to Rachel Maddow.
That's hilarious.
In June 2005, a relatively unknown Maddow became a panelist on his MSNBC program.
Wow, thanks, dickhead. I love Rachel. God, how the fuck did you find her?
Maddow had hosted a morning program on Air America called Unfiltered.
Yes.
And had recently started hosting her self-titled radio program when she was tapped to be on Carlson's show. She would eventually join MSNBC as an analyst in 2008 and the rest is history.
Wow. Tucker Carlson put Rachel Maddow on the fucking map. God, I didn't know that. That's crazy. Good job, Tucker.
From the DNC.
It's incredible.
There's no comparison.
It's incredible. You could go through the whole list. I literally expected him to say Hillary in 08 in the end. I mean, every single line is like, I've heard it all before. Where is he getting this? How does he get the New York Times in his cave is my question.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Osama bin Laden, the whole mastermind behind 9/11.
Yes.
The guy who attacked us and killed thousands of Americans, does another videotape, threatens America.
Yes.
On MSNBC with Chris Matthews and Joe Scarborough and Tucker Carlson, that's an occasion to pile on Ted Kennedy.
What's interesting?
What are you talking about?
He doesn't.
This is an example. This is an example of.
So they like point counterpoint. Like,
I guess
debate.
So a little bit when she was on his show. Yeah.
Good God. She must have won all the time, right? I mean,
I can't imagine.
God,
her not.
He sucks.
And she's real smart and shit.
That doesn't seem like a fair fight. Tucker versus Rachel.
He's got a stupid bow tie on.
Right.
That clip.
Oh, yes. You know, I imagine that bow tie is probably a little too tight about that big, thick neck. Probably cut off oxygen going up to his fucking feeble brain.
So there you go. Tucker Carlson.
Congratulations, Tucker. Good job. Nice work.
Saying, well, you know, she's a woman, so obviously it's toxic femininity. In other words, he's complaining that if it's an angry white man.
Yes.
We say toxic masculinity,
right?
This macho bullshit in this country. Well, that's what he's decrying.
Oh, okay.
And making fun of.
He got come, this is more victimhood.
How come they don't say toxic femininity when it's a woman, but they say toxic masculinity when it's a man?
God, you fucking straight white male little fucking butthurt victim. Such, honestly, yeah. You snowflake.
It's right.
Which
is what's so funny
me.
About them trying to call us snowflakes when,
God,
I mean, nobody is, there's no bigger snowflake than in the fucking Oval Office right now.
Oh, my God. He's so fucking hurt all the time. Spiteful. This is right-wing nut jobs. He's just scumbags, man.
Speaking of, let's check his Twitter feed and see what
Schittler
has been doing there. Yep, Caravan this morning,
right.
He tweeted
of
about.
Perfect.
The caravan is largely broken up thanks to the strong immigration laws in Mexico and their willingness to use them so as not to cause a giant scene at our border. Because of the Trump administration's actions, border crossings are still at an unacceptable 46-year low.
Dude, I mean, an unacceptable 46-year low.
I think what he means is it's a 46-year low, but it's still, the amount that's coming through is still unacceptable, but it's worded unshockingly,
but it's,
poorly.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's low though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he wants?
But now he's saying we need to declare an emergency and send the National Guard.
Right.
And they can't be armed, by the way.
But it's in a 46-year low.
So they're just going to be doing logistic shit. They're going to be driving and flying drones and stuff. They can't be armed.
What if we need our military to do other shit? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how, you know, how that shit works, but damn, I mean, I don't know.
10 hours ago, the fake news Washington Post, Amazon's chief lobbyist.
Oh, okay. Amazon's chief lobbyist. Is he calling Jeff Bezos that?
They have nothing to do with each other.
Right.
The head of, one of the heads of Amazon,
yes,
that not Jeff Bezos, was like, we don't have anything to do with the newspaper.
They just own the fucking thing, you know?
No, they don't. Jeff Bezos owns both of them, but they...
But Amazon...
Corporate structure, I don't believe either are connected in the tiniest, littlest bit, except through Jeff Bezos' wallet.
Damn, Jeff, I would combine them in the building just to save some money. I mean, you own both of them, right? Can't you just tell them where to be?
Amazon's chief lobbyist has another of many phony headlines.
Ooh.
Quote, Trump defiant as China adds trade penalties. China. Wrong, all caps. Should read, Trump defiant as U.S. adds trade penalties will end barriers and massive IP theft. Typically bad reporting.
Wrong. Didn't Trump, don't you remember when Alec Baldwin used to give you shit for saying wrong? He still say it. He still says it. He doesn't care. He loves it.
All caps. Exclamation point.
It's like he embraces it. It's bizarre. Like huge. You remember huge? Huge. Bigly. Bigly.
And then he tried to say he was actually saying big league.
Oh, okay. You weren't.
No, we know.
He's like, you weren't, dude.
We're on to you, Don. Yeah.
You made up a word and then you embraced it. Which is, in a way, fucking genius. It makes your fucking idiot base love you more for some fucking reason.
Covfefe.
Oh, yes.
That bullshit covfefe stuff.
It's nuts.
Instead of saying, oh, sorry, I butt dialed something.
Oh, I butt dialed.
Which would have stopped
something.
The whole thing. He's like, you just wonder what covfefe means. I'm sure QAnon has a lot of theories on that.
Shithole countries. That was a good one.
There's a headline in Think Progress. Conservatives are throwing tantrums over Kevin Williamson's firing over at the Atlantic.
Oh, okay. He's a Nazi dickbag, right? Or what did he do? What did he do that sucked? He said a bunch of anti-Semitic stuff or something like that.
He said that women who get abortions should be hanged.
Oh, yeah. God damn. That's right.
Among other things.
That's crazy.
Media Matters has a list of other shit he's done and said.
Yeah, Atlantic. You don't necessarily need to break your dick to give that guy a platform, do you?
Beyond his statements about abortion, he's also has a long resume when it comes to problematic articles and commentary on a variety of subjects.
So he's a well-rounded shitheel, right? Is that right?
In response to a police shooting, at the end of the day, we also have to pay attention to the actual facts of the case. The unhappy part of that story is that a lot of the complaint is based on fiction. A lot of what we have to say about it is based on fiction. It just simply is not the case that young black men are getting gunned down unarmed by police officers in any sort of significant numbers. It's just not something that really happens. One is too many.
Significant. These guys,
right.
This is racism, man. God, Atlantic, shame on you for hiring the guy. Do you not read any of his shit?
Another quote. I think Colin Kaepernick is a fairly unsympathetic character because he seems to be someone who doesn't actually know very much about what he's talking about and kind of likes to play radical. Maybe to make up for the fact that his sports career wasn't all that promising there at the end.
You know, man, I mean, honestly,
that's racist.
That's so fucking racist.
That Negro doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just being radical to be radical.
Am I supposed to believe the...
That's what they say about the kids. Yes. That's what they said about the Million Women March.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing. They're just going out there because it's cool. They're virtue signaling.
Oh, my God. This vile, this drivel. Listen, Atlantic, I don't even know why you hired the guy in the first place. You hired the guy... You didn't look into all this shit, or you knew. You probably knew. There's no way they didn't know about this guy, this shit he writes. They don't look this shit up. But they were fine with it. All right. Tell you what, man. How are you a respectable news organization if you even consider giving some hate monger like this a fucking platform?
One time he talked about... They were talking about sexual assault or something. Someone just needs to tell these brave feminist warrior princesses fighting the patriarchy that it's time to stop asking daddy to buy you stuff.
Oh, my God. Where do these people come from? Is there a portal from Middle Earth that opened up or something like that? And everybody works in the White House. They're orcs or something like that. God, they from... Mordor.
So there's a whole group.
God.
Grouping of...
How do you give it... The guy is calling for the death of women that get abortions. That is crazy.
What was on my mind very much while watching these stupid protests and marches and riots and all that kind of stuff, I want there to be opposition to Trump, but I want it to be intelligent, mature, patriotic, and authentically liberal opposition to him. Instead, we get a bunch of self-infantilizing people dressed in vagina hats screaming about tampons and that sort of thing.
Hey, dickhead, your guy, your little fucking orange man baby that you suck off all the time is a fucking Nazi. He's a racist. He's fucking homophobic. He's everything. He's horrible. You can resist him any way you fucking want to. Fuck you. Man.
I don't think the country is going to be made better off by importing a lot of poor people. It sounds callous to say, but I think we probably have enough poor people in the United States to start with. I don't really look out at the country and see a shortage.
God, can we export some of these people that what's his face? Ricky Vaughn. What's that guy's name? I forgot his name. Shit.
Douglas Mackey.
Douglas Mackey and this guy. You're complaining about people coming in this country. How dare you? You're vile. You're racist.
I think it's useful and healthy discrimination that obviously people who are looking to immigrate here from Pakistan or Afghanistan or Iran or Saudi Arabia should obviously, in my view, be subject to a much, much higher level of scrutiny than people who are coming here from Switzerland or Sweden.
Oh, all the white countries, please.
Sure.
God, you fucking bag of shit. How does that guy even get in the door at the Atlantic? I am fucking serious. I don't understand that one bit. That's disturbing. That means other news organizations are hiring marginal people. Well, of course, Fox is everybody, you know. But the Atlantic?
Yeah, and they were getting a lot of pushback. And then the conservatives were saying, oh, look at the lefties trying to take away the First Amendment. And then now, finally, enough came out that the Atlantic was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, boy, we shouldn't put this guy on. Even though you knew they knew what this guy was up to.
We got to go, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Join us.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite app. And crabdiving.com always. Brian's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. And his website is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Please clap.
Have a great evening. You're all back with more of this bullshit tomorrow.
But Nazis.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.